From the Kramer Basketball Headquarters in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, you are listening to the Coach's Edge Podcast, powered by CoachesEdge.coach. Here is your host, Steve Kramer.
People can feel deep down when you really care and are invested in something. And people can feel deep down if you're really invested and you care about them. And when we can combine those two things of something that we are really, truly care about, combined with the fact that these are people that we're working with, that we really want what's best for them. We want them to be successful. We want to be better together as a group. We also care about them as individuals. Some magical things can happen. And as coaches, that's the position that we're in. You love basketball and you love people. You want to coach. You want to coach these young people and you have a responsibility to them. You know, we have a responsibility as coaches to love, to nurture, to encourage, to motivate, to model discipline, to model the behaviors that we want to see in them, not just in sport, not just on the court, but off the court, as positive contributing members of society long-term down the road, right? These young kids, they're going to be moms. They're going to be dads. They're going to be business owners. They're going to be teachers. They're going to play vital roles in society moving forward. And we can show them their value, and that goes beyond their performance. You know, God's love is not performance-based. I'm always saying that to myself. I'm always saying that at our camps and the different thing on social media, the things that we do. God's love is not performance-based, and I'm always trying to preach that because we live in such a result-driven society. And boy, it's a beautiful and a freeing feeling when we disconnect ourselves from the result and we connect ourselves to the process of continuing to grow, continuing to get better, continuing to make a positive impact in the lives of others. As coaches, that's your number one calling. It's not your win-loss record. It's the impact that you're making. And hopefully you can have a lot of success along the way when it comes to wins and losses, but that is not the true measurement of success, right? It's impact, right? So for us as coaches, it's important that we remind ourselves of that. You hear about the why, right? Why do you coach? Why do you coach? And I'm pretty sure you already know why you coach, but sometimes we need a reminder. It's October. We're scheduling. You're getting ready for a very busy point in the season. You're probably going to be in a position where you have to make cuts. You might still be hiring different people. There's different parents. There's scheduling. There's all these different things that come into play. There may be some difficult challenges that you know about or that you don't know about that are going to be, you know, thrust upon you based on your position as a basketball coach. So to be able to do a simple episode like this real quick and just have a reminder of why you do what you do, right? As a teacher, as a coach, as a mentor, you are put in a position to possibly impact people in a much more prominent way than I think a teacher. I think in a different way, not necessarily more, but in a different way than people in other roles, whether it's a parent, right? Whether it's a teacher, whether it's, you know, a pastor, Sunday school, could be anything. When you're the coach of a sport, right? A team sport, especially, where you're combining individuals into a group, trying to get the most out of them as an individual that complements the group so we can have, be the best we can be as a team, while still trying to speak to those kids on an individual basis, speak life into those kids, right? So they can continue to grow and develop as people beyond the game of basketball. It's important to remind ourselves of the responsibility and why we got into coaching in the first place. And if there's times where you that's not the reason why you're coaching anymore, probably shouldn't be coaching. You probably shouldn't be coaching. But I know so many people, especially in our Coach's Edge membership, like they want to do the best they can, and they feel the responsibility to the kids, to their community. And they want to build something. They want to build a culture and a dynamic within that team that then goes into that school, that then goes into that community, that is just such a positive. And it's something that it's not easy. It's not soft. Certainly not selfish. And it's not a quick microwave success, but it's something that is so much more rewarding than, you know, hey, we won a league championship, we won a district championship. So as you go throughout this challenging point in the year, I want to encourage you, and I want to remind you why you're doing what you're doing. You're doing it for the love. You're doing it for the love of the game. You're doing it for the love of the people that you get the opportunity, right? This is a privilege. This is an opportunity. It's not a right. You're being trusted by kids, by parents, to spend during this time of the year more time with them than they will with anybody else. They may have a teacher for an hour. They may be home and spend time with their mom and dad for, you know, a little bit here and there after school, after practice. But if they're coming 2 hours a day with you, 5-6 days a week, sometimes longer, right? Depending on road trips and all these different things that can go into a basketball season for months at a time. Think about the compound amount of time and the impact that you can make because of that. Man, we got to use it. Like, we are just getting into a point in the season where we're going to have a ton of time with probably 10 to 15 kids. What kind of impact are you going to make? What kind of impact are you going to make? Now, some of those players are going to be awesome to work with. Some of those players are going to be a challenge to work with. I would encourage you to not just coach up the players that, man, they're easy to coach. Is there a reason why some of those kids are more challenging? What's their home life? Is there previous coaches that they got some scars with, right? That you don't know about. There's some trust issues there. And you got to dig a little bit and figure out how you can get through to some of those kids so you can make a positive impact in their lives as well. It's so much fun when you get a group of individuals who are willing to sacrifice some of their own for the betterment of the group, the team. And you get people to buy into that. There's nothing that's more rewarding. You know, we had a team, they went, I believe, 15-6 was our record. We got second place in the league. We had a really good season. And this group, I wish they, you know, would have got first place. That would have been a great thing for them. But looking back, that's really not what the difference was. This was a group of kids that had coming up to the varsity team. They'd never won anything. They'd never found much team success and couldn't really find a position where they were able to really gel as a group. And so even though we went through that year and we had a good record, we won, you know, 15 out of 21 games. It wasn't about the wins and the losses. It was the fact that when we look back at the end of that season, we were like, wow, look at the growth in this team. Look at the growth in these individuals. Look how they were to come together and sacrifice as individuals so that they were able to have the best season that they have ever had. You can go back to youth basketball, junior high basketball, freshman JV basketball. This group, when they played as a varsity basketball team, that was the most successful those seniors had ever been. And obviously they played a huge role in, you know, their team success, but it was because of their ability to come together as a group. And that's what I'm most proud of. And my hope is that each and every year as coaches, we can look back on a season and say, man, what growth we had as a group, what growth we had as individuals. And that doesn't happen unless we continue to remind our kids and ourselves what truly matters. Each player on the team, do they know you care about them? Do they know they have value beyond how many rebounds they get in the game? Do they understand that, you know, every time that somebody makes a mistake, hey, this isn't boom, you're out. This is, hey, what can we take away from these mistakes and continue to learn so that we can do better the next time? We want them to lose the fear aspect of making mistakes so that we can then gain everything there is beyond that to be the best that we can be, right? Because a lot of times we'll fear losing, we'll fear missing a shot, we'll fear turning the basketball over, we'll fear, losing some type of exterior gratification. As far as like, hey man, maybe I'm averaging 15 a game as a junior, but going into my senior year, that's not going to be my role anymore. Maybe I got to cut it back to, 10 points a game. That'd be better for the team. Are we willing as a group to get to the point where people can sacrifice for the betterment? There's fear involved there. And for us as coaches to be able to get the most out of our group, we have to look at those fears that different individuals may have to realize they're a real thing. These aren't imaginary things, but be able to look at them, accept them for what they are, say, hey, that's okay. But beyond this is actually something really good. And we're going to get the most out of ourselves if we actually look at it, recognize it for what it is. You know what? It's not the fact that, I don't want to go from averaging 15 to 10 and having more team success and having more fun. What I'm actually fearful is people saying, hey, I'm not as good as I was last year. People saying, hey, what happened to you last year? You were scoring more points, right? You're not scoring as many points. That's where the fear is, right? It's what other people think. Well, now if we can address that with different individuals on our team and start to be like, oh, should that really matter? Should that really matter? No. What really matters, boy, it's the group of 10, 15 of us here as a team being the best that we can be. That's what really matters. Oh, okay. Right. And continue to remind ourselves of those different things. So as I finish out this podcast, we have a responsibility to our players to encourage them, to bring hope to them, to inspire them, to model what we want to see, to be able to give them responsibility, accountability, but also have enough patience with them, because we know none of us are perfect. As coaches, we're not perfect, and we're all growing in this together, right? If we can do that, I think you're going to have a very effective season, a very successful season, regardless of how many games you win. Last thing as we finish this out, get your calendars out. Put these three dates on your calendar for October. October 22nd, we're having a panel discussion on winning. Our speakers are Doreen Ingles. I think she's won 5 state championships coaching girls basketball. She's coached Miss Basketball. I think she's coached All-American. Like, she's one of the best coaches, if not the best girls basketball coach in the state of Michigan. She's going to be one of our speakers on the topic winning. We have Brian Morehouse, Hope College men's basketball. He has been a 2-time national champion, multi-time national coach of the year. He's going to be one of our speakers on the topic of winning. And then we have Jeremy Schiller of IMG Academy down in Florida, their boys team. He's going to be speaking on the topic of winning. So that's October 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get in on any of these meetings, hit me up, contact@currentbasketball.com. I'll send you this is open to the public. Anybody can come. You can ask questions to our panel. It's going to be awesome. October 25th, Chuck Arnold, who's not only a high school basketball coach, but he's a FIBA 3-on-3 master teacher. He travels around the world in the offseason and works with different countries as they get into some of their national tournaments and helps them with as far as their strategy and how they can do 3-on-3 and perform at a higher level during some of these national tournaments. He's going to be a speaker. We got Josh Rayburn, who's the varsity boys coach at Ithaca, and he's going to talk about how he's implemented 3-on-3 in the fall as part of a look just to like a basketball program for junior high and high school athletes, and how he's seen some great things and how he continues to make some tweaks with his 3-on-3 program in the fall. And then I'm also there. I'm going to talk about some of our youth basketball 3-on-3 league that we run in the winter. So we're getting it from 3-on-3 from the pro level, from the middle school and junior high level, and then from the youth basketball level. So it's going to be an awesome opportunity to learn about how 3-on-3 can help develop and improve your program. And then on October 30th, we're talking about leadership. We're talking about leadership with Jeff Mezzatesta, Carver's Bay varsity boys basketball down in South Carolina. He's the man. They always have one of the top teams in 1A or 2A in South Carolina. We have Anthony Troshak, Coach's Edge contributor, Charlevoix boys basketball, a high level. Both these coaches, by the way, I think they have their master's in leadership. And I think Coach Mez is like in coaching leadership. That's what their master's degree is. So not only do they model it, but this is something that they're so passionate about. They've actually studied it and gotten degrees in it. And they're obviously applying it to the basketball teams that they coach. And then our other speaker on our panel that day is a principal. And he's a former college athlete. He's somebody that I get to stay with and talk with throughout the course of the summertime when I'm traveling for my camps. And that's Troy Slatman in Northwest Ohio, Napoleon, Ohio. And he does an awesome job, just the person that he is, the mentor that he's been to me. And so this is a really cool opportunity for me to get to share with you guys some of the people that I get to chat with and some of the people that I just have so much respect for and I've been able to learn from, and to be able to have them on these panels where coaches from around the world can come in, join these Zooms, ask them questions, hear them talk about winning, leadership, 3-on-3 application is going to be as high level stuff, I think, as we've ever done with Coach's Edge. And so if you want to attend any of these meetings, hit me up. It's contact@kramerbasketball.com. If you want a taste of this, and if you like what we're doing here, jump in and join our membership, coachesedge.coach. We record a lot of our meetings, whether we have a speaker, a group coaching call, whether we have presentations, obviously all the uploads that we have, tons of different uploads coming into the website as you guys prepare for the season. We've done like closeout, we've had defensive drills, we've had pre-practice daily vitamin warm-ups is just a few of the uploads that we put in. I just finished part two of finishing school that's going to be uploaded very quickly. We have our passer screener cutter drill, which was a new passing series that we came up with this past spring and summer. I'm excited to upload tons of awesome stuff inside our coachesedge.coach membership. So you want to jump in, now's the time to do it. But first and foremost, just check out some of our Zoom panels coming up. They're going to be absolutely fire. Thanks for listening. Get after today.